Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good.
Yes.
As always, we'd like to let our listeners know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that after a while, you will not even need our treatment because what we do is we restore function, restore health, and get to the root cause of the disease rather than masking symptoms.
And that means that we cure all your symptoms. A healthy person doesn't have any symptom. Diabetes, Alzheimer's, mental disorder, depression, bipolar, all this can be cured. We are the only Western scientists that claim this, and we've been proving it for 12 years. And listeners who are skeptical can go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and spend 200-300 hours listening to our shows, YouTube programs, and see before and after how these patients, decades of problem. Nearly all our guests get better the first time, so we'll show you more guests today.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Again, our website is drtong.com, which is drtong.com. Just to recap who we had on with us last week, Peter from Garden Grove, who suffers from macular degeneration of his right eye. When he first came to see us, he had a black spot in the middle of his right eye, and after 6 months of treatment, actually slowly the black spot became a pear shape, became lighter, became gray, and at this point he said it's light gray.
And he can see his finger, the shadow of his finger. He couldn't do that before.
Right. So this is actually a huge development because macular degeneration is very, very hard to treat. And although we say it took 6 months for this change, Medicare patients can only get 3 treatments every 60 days. So he really had, you know, weekly treatments.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
The other person we had with us was Diane from San Diego, who had a trouble with balance and vertigo, which is dizziness, since June of 2011. And most days she would feel dizzy, off balance, have sensitive vision, blurred vision, felt very sluggish. She went to see a myriad of doctors, neurologists, ear doctors, ENT specialists. She had MRI done. Nothing was abnormal. Everything was normal. After her first treatment, on the way home, driving home, she did not feel any dizziness, and she continues to improve. And because she lives so far away, she can't even come regularly, but she is much better than she was last year. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Give us a call if you have any questions, and our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. You can check out our past radio shows and cases posted on there. Let's get to our first guest. Okay, I'd like to give us a warm welcome to our first guest, Barbara. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today, because actually Barbara is an incredible woman. And why don't you get started? Tell us what you're suffering from and how you heard about us, what you went through before you came to see us.
Well, I had an ankle, not an injury, but I don't know. My husband brought me to emergency. They couldn't find what it was wrong with it. It wasn't the blood clot. It wasn't gout.
Ankle
they
pain?
Sent me home with terrible pain. Okay. Terrible pain. Couldn't even walk on it. I had to be carried.
How long ago was that?
That was about more than 2 years ago.
Okay.
So then they told me bed rest for a whole solid week, which I did. And then I tried to walk with crutches and walker. It got pain worse, so they sent me to podiatry. Custom-made shoes, custom-made inserts, paid for all that, still crippling, could not drive. So then finally I went back and I said, this is not working. So they sent me to an orthopedic specialist, especially ankle.
Okay.
Well, he told me, he says, oh, well, you need a boot. So 8 weeks in a heavy boot, you know, strolling around, a terrible pain still. After the 8 weeks, it was just one nightmare after another. So physical therapy didn't work, nothing worked. So finally, I went outside my HMO, and I went to a very swanky doctor in Beverly Hills, and I did some prolotherapy, which I'm still paying on that. But anyhow, I had seven
just
treatments.
Just 1 second. The prolotherapy makes more pain, causes more pain?
Well, the shots were horrific.
Yeah.
And then seven treatments.
After I came home, I could not walk, for 3 days, and then it subsided. And then I was okay for a couple of days. I mean, you know, limping, but okay. Went back the next week and went for 7 weeks. Didn't do anything. Went back to my orthopedic specialist. And he says, oh, prolotherapy doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. Again in the boot. So
you gotta
finally.
Hey, you got to get a boot that made in China.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna bronze it and give.
That's what they do in the Olympics. You know, everything is made in China. That's why they can win.
Right.
No, the U.S. has surpassed China now.
Oh,
this
is
year.
That right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you gotta make
but
US
barely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely. Yes.
Yeah. So then one day I was home and I turned on the radio and I heard a lady talking and Dr. Tong and mentioned a website. I thought, well, okay. Went on the website, heard Dr. Tong speaking about different things. The next morning I called and she said, oh, the doctor will call you. So indeed, you called me Dr. Tong and we talked a little bit and I told him and you said, I can help you.
Yes.
And I said, I'll give it one more last chance because surgery was already scheduled for September.
Oh,
surgery scheduled.
And
oh
he says, I'm going to remove the tendon. I'm going to take the tendon from your big toe and replace it.
Ooh.
And I thought, ooh. So I went to Dr. Tong. I took the whole drag, 60-some-odd miles. I thought, I'm going to give it a last try. Mm. Went to Dr. Tong. The first treatment was okay. I went home. I could already walk. But I thought, well, maybe because of a painkiller. Who knows? But I tell you, after 2 days, I said to my husband, something is working here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, sure. You know what I mean? He didn't believe me. But it was. It was like the door opened. Mm-hmm. I was so happy. So then I went back for the second treatment just this past Monday.
Dr. Elaine.
And I tell you, it was wonderful. I can't wait for my third treatment.
Oh, okay. So you only had two treatments. One from me, one from Dr. Elaine,
the
one from me.
The first treatment already was 30% better.
Uh-huh.
Great.
I could already walk with my special shoes and everything else. You know, I mean, no pain. The pain was just awful.
Hey, you don't need the special shoes. So sell it back to your orthopedic surgeon. Sell it back to them.
I will do that. I definitely will do that.
Yes.
And so, but you know what? Doctor, I cannot tell you. God bless you.
Yes.
Because I feel like a whole new person. My, you know, the fear of being dependent is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you couldn't drive, right?
I can. No, I couldn't drive. Now I drove my five grandchildren to the mall and I bought them everything. I was so delighted.
Hey, you should drive me to the mall. Maybe you buy me something.
Doctor, I promise you, if you want to, I'll drive you to the mall.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Barbara, so how is your improvement now? You said 30% after the first treatment. So how? What do you notice after the second treatment?
You know what? It's 80%.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, yeah, it's 80% because yesterday I walked 6 hours at the mall and then I have all company, you know, cooking and all that. And I did all that without any crutches or special boot or anything
amazing.
Like that.
Amazing.
So I gave you
yes,
30.
I said,
I gave you 30% improvement. Dr. Elaine gave you 50% improvement.
Yes, this is why I asked.
You know what? I cannot tell you. Two people, how wonderful it is.
We are so happy to hear this story. It's amazing. And sometimes we get amazed, but it's not that difficult.
Let me try
actually to
explain a little bit why you're so happy. Okay. We don't just treat your ankle. We do not.
Mm-hmm.
We treat Barbara, body, mind, and soul. The whole body is treated. We restore the whole function. And each injection, each needle we use, we open up a blockage caused by your stress, caused by the thing you did in the past.
Yes.
So we actually dump a lot of your
emotional
garbage.
Yes, we're actually garbage people.
Yeah, we are, okay.
So for the body.
That's why you're so happy, because you know everybody has stress and we hold on. Mm-hmm. We hold on to our past garbage. So that's why you're so happy, not just because you don't have pain. And later on, all your pain will be gone, but you'll be stronger and healthier.
Well, actually, with Barbara's, so the ankle, it's the inner part of the ankle that had the pain. And that's actually where the liver channel comes up, right here, liver 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it had and actually, Barbara went through, you were actually in the concentration camp, right, during World War II.
Right.
And, you know, and if you don't mind me sharing this story with our listeners, but her father was decapitated.
Oh, wow.
She saw her mother get beaten.
Mm.
This is really, really tough stuff that you had to go through. And so what happens is if you don't release that, and the thing is now you have a beautiful life.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you don't release it, it will linger. It stays with you.
Yeah.
You know, and so every.
You think so for 60 odd years, you think it stays with me?
It can be subconscious.
No, it's not easy to get rid of it for something like that.
It can be subconscious, definitely.
But without injection.
Yes.
But without injection, it's gone.
Yes, because the liver is frustration, it's anger, it's, you know, it's agitation.
And the kidney is fear.
And the kidney is fear.
I had fear.
Right.
Yeah. I had fear.
So the kidney supports the liver. So if the kidney is weak, then the liver becomes weak. So the fear and anxiety that you went through, you know, I mean, that is something very traumatic you go through as a young child, you know.
And I want the listener to know, okay, this is the only place you really get true health care. Our whole country has no health care. We use chemicals to poison people, and every time doctors get stage a strike and do not work, five times in the recent history, and all five times the death rate in the strike area went down dramatically. That means less people die if conventional doctors do not work. And when they return to work, the death rate went back up dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have health care. So what about Obamacare, insurance mandate? Those are all joke. You know, first thing you got to do is health care. You know, do things like to Barbara. Almost nearly everybody come to us the very first time they get results like this.
Yes. And and Barbara, you drive very far, too, to come to see us, correct?
I drove by myself. You know that the second treatment I had, the first treatment my husband went because I was afraid.
Because
you know what I mean? I cannot drive that far.
Who's afraid? You or your husband? I think your husband more afraid.
Yeah, but you know what? When I had that first treatment, I told him, let me drive because I hadn't driven for so long.
Right.
I drove on my way home by myself.
Right.
After the third treatment.
First one, right.
Yeah.
You couldn't even move your ankle before you were treated. Right, right.
No.
And just to give Dr. Tong a little credit, actually, you know, the first treatment actually
35%.
Helped. Well, no. I mean, the first treatment actually, you know, the treatments work on
tougher.
Momentum.
Yeah,
so
tougher,
it is more difficult. So sometimes
Thank you, Dr. Elaine.
You feel it will it's easier as you go along, and you know. So
well, let me tell you, the first treatment when I had that, I drove myself back the 62 miles.
Ooh.
My husband next to me. That was already a miracle in itself.
Exactly, yes. It's amazing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And on the second treatment, I came by myself. I left my husband home. I said, I'll make it.
Wonderful, Barbara. Any other improvements you noticed?
Yeah, I feel my digestive system, and I wasn't even for that, is better.
Uh-huh.
I haven't checked on my eyes yet, but I have an appointment with the eye specialist, and when I heard from that, I'm definitely going to let you guys know.
Right.
Gee,
you
know. Wow, yes.
Yes, well, wonderful.
I mean, I can't believe it, but this ankle, man.
Yeah, because it's been 2 years.
Over 2 years.
And I can tell you, if you have the surgery, it's going to be
worse.
Because what happens is scar tissue builds up, and it's going to be
cause
one thing
more
after
blockage.
Another. And exactly, cause more blockage.
The blockage is the cause of the disease, okay? You can call your ankle pain, arthritis, plantar fasciitis, and a million name. It makes no difference. So folks out there, okay, Western diagnosis is irrelevant to your health.
Right.
It means nothing to us, okay? Yeah.
Are you going to go back to your Kaiser doctor and show him your ankle?
Oh, absolutely.
And dance in front of him.
I'm going to rub it in.
Yeah, dance in front of them. Yeah.
Explain this to me, please, doctor. Explain this to me. What is this?
Barbara,
go ahead. I will tell him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. It's a wonderful story, and we're so happy that you're able to share this with our listeners.
Yeah,
have a great weekend,
and
we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'll be there Monday.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Adelia. Welcome, Adelia.
Hi, Adelia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share your story. We really appreciate it. Give us a little background, what you were suffering from before you came to see
And what do you do?
And what you do, where you're from, what you do.
Well, I work at a doctor's office. I work in allergy and environmental medicine.
Oh, okay.
And I needed more help for myself.
Yes. Uh-huh. You're a therapist yourself.
Yes, I am. Okay. And my main complaints in coming were incontinence, lymphatic drainage, and not being able to breathe when I walk. And I've tried everything. I've been scoped and tested for the last 2 years. My heart is fine. They can't find any reason why I can't breathe when I walk.
Mm-hmm.
But we found the reason. We found an answer to it, because I'm beginning to walk and be able to go a longer distance without losing my breath.
Wow.
And also, you're not as incontinent, correct?
I'm not as incontinent, not at all. The urgency has passed.
Oh,
and
right.
When I get the idea that I have to go to the bathroom, before I would have to rush and hope I got there in time. Now I can take my time and I get there and everything's normal.
During the night,
I would get up every 2 hours. I could tell you what time it was without looking at the clock. I knew it was 2 hours later.
Yes.
But I get up now once or twice a night, and I'm not flooding.
Now,
yeah, how many treatment have you had?
One.
Oh, my goodness. And how long have you had these problems for?
The incontinence I've had about at least 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just progressively has gotten worse. But now it's better.
Amazing.
It's just amazing. For 48 hours, I was really tired after the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then,
which is normal.
Which is normal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I started to come out of it, and oh, my gosh, I felt better. And also, I weighed this morning, and I'm 4 pounds lighter than when I had my first treatment.
Wow.
That's pretty
good. So the drainage must be happening.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, basically, we're just increasing the circulation in your body. If things are not moving, then things are not draining, and then you're going to retain all that fluid.
Right.
Before you came to see Dr. Tong, what did you do? I mean, besides just testing? They just tested you, or did they provide you with a therapy or treatment?
I have monitored my body for 40 years for foods, mm-hmm. and I avoid the foods that cause a problem. But my real problem in the world is chemicals, running into chemicals, that mm-hmm. I've had a lot of chemical additional exposure these last 2 years and this last month because the wrong paint was used in my house.
Oh, right. You have a lot of chemical insensitivities.
Yeah.
I remember
so
now.
That does a lot of blocking in mm-hmm. my body. I'm very careful about the foods I eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Well, what we want to know is what kind of specialist and practitioner have you seen for your problem?
I'm sorry?
What kind of doctor have you seen to treat you? What kind of treatment have you received?
Well, I've seen cardiologists, I've seen infectious disease doctor, and internal medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you work for a guy who's a graduate of MIT, so he's very smart. So has he given you any training?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has helped me. He has helped me a great deal, as much as he can. And, you know, but it was temporary.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it would have to be repeated.
Yeah.
And he was able to help to get some lymph drainage mm-hmm. started.
Our treatment is not temporary. It's been five days,
that
you keep improving. And this is the first treatment. So with the second treatment, Dr. Elaine usually have more percentage improvement on you, than me. And you're here the first time, yeah. So you're going to look for more improvement, a lot more, yes.
Now, I'm counting on her.
Great. Yeah. Now, and did you also take the herbs I gave you?
Yes, I did, and I'm doing fine.
Great.
I'm tolerating it fine.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to say, you know, I've had the good fortune of being directed to the next step for medical care and treatment without seeing, like, 8 doctors to finally find the one that fits. And, you know, I know that living is a process, and each step prepares us for the next step or
yes.
adventure.
Yes, very true. Yes.
So I feel like my background and all my searching has prepared me for Dr. Tong's treatment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to correct one misconception everybody have, okay?
Uh-huh.
You want to avoid this food, avoid this. Of course, you want to avoid chemicals. But the mm-hmm. chemical and the bad food are not the main culprit. The main
right.
culprit is that you're weak. You do not have enough health to take care of it.
Right.
If other people can stay in the same environment, eat the same kind of food, you should be able to. In fact, you get our treatment, you should be able to take more of those, I mean, junk food, we don't recommend it.
Right,
either,
I mean,
okay?
We don't recommend, but, you know, nowadays
yeah.
with the way the food is, it's hard to avoid. But
you have to be very careful.
Right, and if you're strong, though, if your immune system is strong, if your chi, your energy is strong and your circulation is good, mm-hmm. then you can handle anything because everyone has bacteria in them, viruses in them, but we don't get affected if our immunity and our chi is strong.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Which is what we are going to help build with you, too.
So if you can continue coming for treatments, okay, eventually you'll be able to eat all the food that you couldn't eat the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that.
No.
Yeah, really.
For example, and the listeners and you should go to my website and click on the photo medicine, drtong.com, photo medicine, photograph. The very first case is on me. I look about 20 to 30 years younger today than 4 years ago. In the last 4 years, I look like Frankenstein. Whenever I eat the wrong kind of food, my face... go take a look at it before
yeah,
you laugh.
Yeah, it would
okay?
blow up and...
Oh, yes.
And
it shows when you eat the wrong things or come in
yeah.
contact with the wrong
yes.
things.
I could not eat any restaurant food. And see, even sometimes to buy organic food, you cause my face to itch and swell up. And I would not be able to eat, I mean, sleep all night. Today, I eat anything I want. Seafood, MSG, whatever. I know... It doesn't cause any problem
right.
for me anymore.
In moderation, of course.
In moderation. I do try to avoid them, you know.
Yeah, the point is that if you're strong, you will be able to. And we treat lactose right. intolerance, all kinds of things like that, too. So eventually,
right.
you should be. I mean, if you already responded so well to just one treatment. And
exactly.
This was a week ago or?
Monday, I think.
Less than a week. It was Monday.
Less
yeah,
than
Monday.
A week ago.
It was Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I can't wait.
That's wonderful. We're so happy that you're getting so much improvement already. And it's already been 5 days, so we're getting your body to do what it's supposed to do again, basically.
Right.
Right.
So
yeah.
your weight loss, okay, and your incontinence is related, okay? The fluid you lost because your kidney is weak.
Right.
Your kidney
mm-hmm.
control the bladder. So your mm-hmm. kidney is a lot stronger. That's why you're getting rid of the fluid.
Right.
And then we also increase your metabolism, so you'll be able to keep on losing weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm counting on it.
Well, Adelia, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so happy that you're doing well, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. If you're just joining us, you missed two fabulous, incredible cases. The first one was Barbara, who suffered from 2 years of extreme ankle pain. She had no idea what caused it. All of a sudden, it just happened. She couldn't walk. She had to be carried. She had to use crutches. She went through 2 years of wearing a boot. She went to podiatry, orthopedic specialist, 8 weeks in a heavy boot. Prolotherapy, 7 treatments, which cost her an arm and a leg, did nothing. After the first treatment, she had 30% improvement in pain. And then after the second one, she had 80% improvement.
First treatment, she...
I have to rub it into you, Dr. Tong. Sorry.
She could drive home by herself. So it was at 35% and 45%.
Yes. She wasn't able to drive from 62 miles. And after the first treatment, actually, she drove back.
She couldn't walk. She couldn't move an ankle before I treat her.
Amazing case. We also have with us Adelia, who's been suffering from incontinence and urgency for 4 years. After one treatment, she is
not incontinent anymore.
No urgency or incontinence anymore at all. And I don't remember how many times she got up before to get up.
Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours, right?
Yeah, and she...
Which was about 4 times, and now it's cut in half almost.
No, less than half. I called her two days ago, she said only get up one time.
Her drainage has also improved. She had
lymphatic
problem, lost weight. And just incredible improvement after just one treatment. So... You wanted to talk about Obamacare, Dr. Tong Hao.
Well, that's why we have this radio show.
Right.
This radio show, because nobody would believe if you tell their story, you know, yeah.
And the point of you know, healthcare is that you have to get the patient better. It's not really the managed care management or, you know.
You're not management of symptoms.
Right.
You need to restore health. You need to get rid of the symptoms without the use of drugs. So
right.
They don't need drugs. And they don't even need our treatment.
Right.
These two patients indicated later on they would not need our treatment.
They won't, because they respond so well.
Yeah.
They'll have to come in maybe once in a while for a tune-up. Just like you give a tune-up to your car, an oil change, your body needs the same thing. The medication only covers the symptoms, and that's if we continue to treat diseases that way, we are going to continue to have healthcare crisis. So Obamacare is not really pinpointing the true reason why we're having these problems.
Exactly, including insurance mandate. Just because you're insurance, but doctors do not know how to restore health,
yeah.
No good. On top of that, we have in the past showed that doctors try to deny our treatment, even and tell insurance do not pay it. Okay, so
it should be really based on if you get well. So
exactly,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.